Okay, 36 even, ma'am, please.
Pat Newcomb rings up his first customer of the day at his t-shirt shop near Aspen's ski gondola.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Enjoy the day.
I will.
The store Attic Fantasies has been in business for 45 years. Along with the $20 t-shirts for sale, customers find friendly conversation and tales about Aspen's history. There have been many customers over the decades, but at the end of this ski season, the store will close for good. Newcomb says recently he's barely been scraping by.
It's just seems like you're treading water a lot. And when you're in retail, you got to be aggressive. I mean, you got to make a profit. If you don't make a profit, there's no reason to stay in it.
There are other reasons, too, for the closure. Newcomb's business partner and older brother recently passed away. Property taxes are a challenge, and rent prices keep climbing.
Yeah, I mean, the landlords are biting a bit. They want to go above 100 a square foot. Hey, God bless them. It's their place, but there are going to be a lot of empty spaces here.
In fact, rents are going up downtown. Still, vacant spots go quickly.
There's a huge demand for downtown retail spaces. There's very little vacancy.
That's Karen Setterfield. She operates the real estate firm Setterfield & Bright. She's brokered downtown commercial deals since the 1980s. Since an economic low in 2009, she says the market has more than bounced back.
From my perspective, Aspen's economy is very strong because I'm seeing that in the supply and demand, the retail, even the office demand, the new buildings coming in.
She says the perception that local businesses are being pushed out by national and international retailers is wrong. She lists off several local stores.
Nuage, Jumboys, Boogies even. These are all non-national, non-international retailers that are mostly locally owned right here in Aspen and right here on one of the best blocks in town.
And yet, rents can range from $60 a square foot to as much as $200 a square foot in prime areas. That price is out of reach for some retailers, especially independent stores. Intricate earrings and necklaces are on display at Harmony Scott Jewelry Design. The shop moved recently from its storefront of 10 years on the nearby walking mall. Claire DeLarb is the shop's marketing manager.
Our lease ran out and we couldn't afford the new price, and so we had to move.
She says it was challenging finding a new spot.
There are plenty of places available, but you know, what's a good place? What's affordable? Where can people find you? How long can your lease be there? I mean, there's a lot of different elements. Even if you can have a sandwich board there or not, it can be a make it or break it for a location.
Today, the store is tucked between several other local businesses in the Mill Street Plaza. DeLarb says ultimately the move was good because it prompted improvements at the store.
You know, it was tough for a while. We didn't quite know what direction we wanted to move into, but we have a lot of really amazing changes coming along, and we're very excited about it.
Certainly for our downtown businesses, it can be rent, it can be weather dependent, and it also can be regulatory in nature.
Debbie Braun has heard many stories about how hard it can be to make it in Aspen. She's president of the Aspen Chamber Resort Association. She says it's easy to make a buck when snow is plentiful. When a sparse snow year comes along, though, it's tough, and navigating government rules can be a challenge.
You know, over the last few years, the city's been a little bit more open to, let's say, outdoor dining, shopping with your doors open so you can bring a rack outside. Sometimes the regulatory nature of doing business in downtown can be difficult for businesses as well.
It's unclear whether local shops will be able to weather rising rents and seasonal business. One store owner who didn't want to speak on record was clearly pessimistic, saying he thinks local businesses with affordable products will be all but gone in 10 years. For those continuing to operate, business is good, at least for now, and apparently worth the challenge. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.